entire prison populace has set forth to change forever the ruthless brutalization and disregard for the lives of the prisoners here and throughout the United States.
On September 9th, 1971, inmates at Attica Prison in upstate New York took 40 of their guards hostage. The inmates claimed that they were subject to systematic human rights abuses. 5 days into the standoff at Attica, Governor Nelson Rockefeller's sharpshooters opened fire. 29 inmates and 10 of their hostages died. For some people at the time, the prisoners became martyrs. John Lennon and Yoko Ono wrote this song within months of the riot and the killings. But after the crisis, Attica quickly slipped from popular consciousness. Contributor Marco Werman explains how some musicians since then have tried to memorialize it.
If you said Attica in the mid-70s, everyone knew what you meant. Us against them. Power to the people.
I was moved by my own political leanings and my profound belief as a human being that this was a tragedy.
Free jazz sax player Archie Shepp says the prison uprising confirmed all his worst suspicions about American society. His response was Attica Blues.
Many people have been victimized and unnecessarily slaughtered, including the guards. Attica was more than simply a prison uprising. It was essentially a warning and a statement by many of America's oppressed people that at some point there'll be a serious uprising in this country, the black against the white. America insists on building prisons instead of schools. We give our children guns instead of music lessons and lessons in theater and dance. And I think Attica somehow spins off that. It's representative of how we treat our poor people in this country, especially poor black people.
Archie Shepp also composed quiet jazz poems for the album Attica Blues. Ballad for a Child begins with an invocation read by attorney William Kunstler, who had represented the inmates at Attica during the standoff.
If man had a choice before he's exploited, then his offspring would do more than dream. Isn't that a shame?
There's intended irony in such a sweet composition, and bassist and composer Charles Mingus went even further with his swinging song, Remember Rockefeller at Attica, which sounds almost joyous.
I think that there is something, if you will, elegiac in the music that commemorates Attica that was written at that time.
Ruthie Gilmore is a professor at the University of California at Berkeley. The music that came out of Attica, she says, mirrored the mix of emotions that the riot brought, anger, frustration, and sadness. And some of the sadness that Shepp and Mingus expressed had to do with a clampdown on a movement of prisoners' rights that had begun in the 1950s.
What Attica signaled was the beginning of the end of the radical prisoners movement. The end took place during the long middle of the 1970s, where prisoners fought, whether in a radical way, as in Attica, or in a more reformist way, as in through the courts, to change their conditions of confinement. The response was to build more prisons. So we have way more people in prison today, 500% more people in prison today than at the time that Attica happened.
But these facts, in Archie Shepp's estimation, most likely won't be addressed in music today, at least not by musicians in the mainstream.
Many of the musicians, and many that I know, they shy from politics altogether. I think probably you'll find more response among the really young people, the rappers. I'm more impressed by Public Enemy and Diggable Planets, Tupac, than I am by a lot of these jazz boys. They don't give me nothing. They just want to make it.
You can crush me, control me, harass me, deny me, enslave me in chains, but you will never hold me.
London-based hip-hop musician Charlie Dark was about a year old when the Attica uprising happened. But when he went to form a band, he thought immediately about Attica.
We kind of wanted to have a name that wasn't kind of like Charlie and the Fresh Bunch or some other thing like that. So we came up with this name, Attica Blues, kind of like a nice, classic, timeless, jazz-based name.
Be thankful that I'm taking time to warn you about a path that could be detrimental to your heart, pride, love, and pain.
Charlie Dark says his band Attica Blues folds the lessons of Attica into everything they do. Lessons about
oppression and just the way that people get power and how they abuse that power, I think, is an ongoing thing which hasn't changed since then. I think it's something that people need to address within their work and their daily lives, you know. I think a lot of times people kind of ignore issues because they feel it doesn't kind of apply to them. I think somewhere along the line, things you ignore have a way of coming back and kind of worrying you in later life, you know.
You can crush me, control me, harass me, deny me, enslave me in chains, but you will never hold me.
The clubs in Camden Town in London are a far cry from Buffalo, New York. Could those dancers who trip through the smoky air to the subversive notes of Attica Blues be thinking about the massacre in D Yard? For Studio 360, I'm Marco Werman.
Look up your sin and kin when he's around. Don't be no sin.